Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The highly praised fantasy novel series Darkwind Chronicles by Christopher Michael Cifelli is delighting fantasy fans everywhere. Mystery, secrets, intrigue, suspense, adventure, supernatural creatures, princes, and royalty. Called by one reviewer a genuine masterpiece, a spellbinding tale and engrossing one-of-a-kind novel series full of surprises and paced like a thriller. The startling adventure of two amazing characters fighting together before their world will come crashing down around them. A confessed video game player who loves to spin stories out of his daily observations, Christopher Michael Cifelli is a Philadelphia-born and raised author. His hobbies are video games and writing stories. Author of the gripping adventurous fantasy novel series Darkwind Chronicles, the first act, now available, the second act, also available, and coming soon, the third act. We welcome back to This Week in America author Christopher Michael Cifelli. Christopher, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. Always fun to have you on the program. And I talked about the two books that are out there, Darkwind Chronicles. First two are there. Number three coming very soon. A good chance to get caught up, bring people up to date on what happened in one and two, and get ready for book number three. Let's go back to Darkwind Chronicles, the first act. Give us just a little summary of the world you created, the characters you've created, and all of the mystery and the suspense that you created during Darkwind Chronicles, the first act. A little background on it. Where did this idea come from?
It came out as over time. It was a small, it was just a small pet project of mine where that ballooned into something grand. And the character Manitin was just an online avatar I used to have until he became his own character, and just evolved from there.
And boy, it's been well received. This is Darkwind Chronicles, the first act. The website, very simple, it's darkwind-chronicles.com. We'll give you that as we go through the program. All of the information, of course, on Christopher's website. And you can link directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. After the first the book came out, one of the prominent reviewers said fantasy genre is saturated. Already, it's hard to find something extraordinary to stand out. There's so much out there. But Christopher took the challenge to heart to create a world which stands out in a genre filled with magic and dragons. How did you set out to make this different than the others? Because Darkwind Chronicles really do, they really stand out.
I just went with my gut feeling and just created something. I never really pay attention to trends and stuff.
Yeah, that's interesting because you did not what you thought you should do because everybody else was doing it, but you did something different that I would assume then the story appealed to you. If you write something that appeals to you, chances are it's going to be a good book and will appeal to other people, isn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, and it really shows in what Christopher has been able to do. That was the main storyline in the first book, the first act, Darkwind Chronicles. Let's continue now. All that is available. These books are, the first act, the second act are both available. The third act will be out shortly. Let's talk about where the action picks up in book two. It picks up where book one left off, the first act left off. What are we going to find as we read the second act?
You'll find a lot of answers to unsolved questions that were given in the first act. Mainly, and a lot of mysteries that have been solved.
Did you, when you were writing book one, did you know this was going to be a series? Was that something as you wrote, you had a little more freedom because you didn't have to wrap up everything? You were going to carry over the characters and the storyline into book two. Did you know when you started Darkwind Chronicles that this was going to be a series?
No, I thought I'm done. But as stories progressed, it started become like an epic of sorts.
Well, it has, and I would think as an author, once you create these two characters, I'm going to ask you about those two characters here in a second. Once you create characters that strong and you develop them, I would think it'd be hard to let them go, to say, okay, that's over with, my life is moving on, I'm going to focus on other characters. Talk about the two main characters and how you went about developing them.
Manitin and Delphine. Manitin Darkwind and Delphine Lightwind.
How difficult... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
My development for them is a simple Manson's go is going went through like sort of a redemption arc from a trouble, as shown in the first act of, and he went and he conquered his fist. Now in second act is him coming into the role of being a leader for his people, and eventually becoming a king for his people.
And we see that in the reviews, the people really like the evolution, the transition that the characters have gone through. Like everyone in real life, they grow and they go on to different things. And we see that progression in the difference between Darkwing Chronicles, the first act and the second act. They go through in the early stages, this self-discovery, this repentance in the faith of really in the face of unbearable circumstances that they're facing. Talk about all the circumstances. You really put these characters through a lot, don't you, in books one and two?
Oh, yeah. The main thing is going to how the characters would react to certain ordeals and how they come out on top. That was the main challenge of it, and how other characters would react to certain other characters, and it just fell in place.
Well, you've got a number of characters, new characters that you introduced into the second act. You've got Jacob the Betrayer. You've got Wrath. Talk about introducing other characters and how they fit into the storyline.
Yeah, Jacob and Wraith. Wraith, actually. Well, they were the characters they're introduced in the first act, but they weren't fleshed out in the second act. So I wouldn't really want to spoil it for people who don't really haven't read it yet. So,
yes.
But it's real interesting what these two characters actually are in terms of the grand scheme of the whole lore behind Darkwing Chronicles.
And it's really worth the read. If you read the reviews, you'll enjoy the story. There's never a lag in the story. It moves. You've got all the different elements there. It's really a spellbinding and compelling novel series. Darkwing Chronicles, the first act and the second act. Both are available now. Christopher Michael Cifelli. That's Cifelli. The website is darkwind-chronicles.com, and you can link in directly to his website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk a little bit about your process in writing this. You introduce the new characters in book two. You've got surprises along the way. Just when you think you can sort of see what's happening, it's like, no, Christopher's playing with us here. He's taking us in a different direction. Did you have an outline, a real hard, fast outline when you started to write, or is this something that evolved as you were writing the characters and the storyline?
A bit of both, actually.
Interesting. So the characters speak to you a little bit, too. It sounds like as you're writing, it's like, no, they're telling me they want to go in this direction. So you're really open to see where the story is going. You're not rigid in following the outline.
Yep, that's the important thing of storytelling. You always got to go with the flow, but also keep adhere to a set structure. It has to be an even balance of the two.
You know, one of the reviews said this really, and you alluded to this earlier, reminded them of a fantasy series, a fantasy video game. Talk about that, the influence, and I would think that's a compliment, where everybody's wrapped up in the video games, the fantasy video games, and you've been able to capture the essence of that and put it into book form. Talk about the influence of video games. And you mentioned that was sort of the inspiration when this whole thing with the Darkwind Chronicles began. Talk about the impact of video games on you as a writer.
Well, that's a good question. I played a lot of video games in my informative years and still some now. So it's kind of hard to pin exactly one single video game that really inspired me for this. But if there was one I could really give a good indication for this would be Sonic the Hedgehog. That was my favorite franchise growing up as a kid, and Sonic was my childhood hero growing up.
You know, I mentioned the skills of observation you have, that you're able to look at people. I'm always amazed at people watchers, and I sort of fit in that category myself. I can sit on a park bench in a major city and watch people all day long go by and imagine storylines for them. Talk about that, being able to observe people. You do such a wonderful job in defining your characters, in bringing traits into them. We really feel like we know these characters as we're reading them in the first act, the second act, and that will continue into the third act. What's the role of observation in giving you well-rounded characters?
I just treat them like they're regular people and doing extraordinary tasks. And
well, you're able to capture that, and we feel like we know these people. And the problem with that is we don't want to stop reading at the end of the night. We want to go on an extra couple of chapters before we put the book down for the night. Dark Wind Chronicles, the first act, the second act, they're available. You'll find reviews. You'll be able to order the books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the places. Information on both at Christopher's website, darkwind-chronicles.com. Soon will be the third act. Let's talk a little bit about what we're going to see in the third act, again, without giving away a whole lot, and how the characters, people are going to go, okay, I wonder what happened to one of the main characters in the second act. Let's talk about where the story goes briefly, entice us to get us where we can't wait for book three to come out, and then tell us a little bit about the characters and how maybe any new characters and what happened between books two and three with the main characters.
Oh, what hasn't happened between books second and third act? A lot, actually. It's been a huge time gap between act two and act three, as shown in the epilogue, which coincides how the series translates into our own world. Similar events into how our world developed over the years. Like you have a similar events happen in our world, translated to their world, and a lot goes on. It won't spoil it, but the epilogue of the second act kind of shows portrays how that went down.
What do you hope is the end result of this series? So many people say, boy, this would make a great film. This would be a wonderful TV series, even a video game. What do you hope, besides just entertaining people with the books, where do you see as the next step with the Dark Wind Chronicles series?
I can't really explain what happened. I hope I get a TV series out of this, and hopefully capture more people, have more people enjoy this this epic storyline.
And they will, and this fits right in with so many of the popular stories out there now, whether it be television or motion picture. All of the action, the drama, the human development that we see that's so popular now, you will find in Dark Wind Chronicles. You'll find the first act, the second act, both are both books available soon. The third act. What are some of the themes that you touch on? I mentioned self-discovery, repentance. What are some of the themes that you talk about that the two main characters go through in all of the adventures?
In for Act 3, the characters have evolved over the years. So Manhattan now went from a prince to a king now. So he's pretty much going around the world trying to solve problems and busy. He's had a lot of his plate, so he can't really be home to handle stuff at home, so he has to be a peacekeeper for the world.
A world peacekeeper, they've got their hands full, don't they? There's a lot that they have to encounter, and I'm sure that he will do that as he's in the third act, which will be out soon. Christopher, talk about the development of Delphine. This is something that was very impressive, made a lasting impression on so many people. Talk about her development.
Well, I originally developed Delphine as sort of like an equal to Manhattan, someone to be similar footing to him. She's in Act One. She served as kind of like the every person who would like ask the audience would want to ask the important questions of like how the world works, and she has a bit of a naive view when she first introduced in the series, but as she develops into like the second act, she becomes a more mature and important person that holds incredibly significance with the entire mythos of the story, especially since she is the one of the seven fairies of her being the fairy of abjuration magic. So she holds a very specific importance to the world.
And we see that progression. How important was that for you as you tell the story, that we see her mature between the books?
It's very important for her to develop, because she's like the linchpin in the whole them overcoming Jacob and Wraith. She figures out how to combat Jacob, also Wraith too. And
what's this period been like for the last few years? Book two is out, doing very well. Book three on the verge of coming out, the third act. It would seem to be so much of your life. I love the enthusiasm, the passion you have for the series, for the individual characters. What's this like, this interim period here, all excited and waiting for the third act to come out, as we all are? It has to be fun during this period, isn't it? Waiting for the third act to be out?
It's been a rough couple of years for me, actually. It's mostly just trying to find a time to sit down and write everything down.
Well, yes. I can understand that and keep the story going, and you've done that here. What are your hopes in terms of a writer after this, when the third act is out? Will there be more possibly in Dark Wind Chronicles? Are you working on other books?
Yes, I think I might have a fourth act in the making too. So, but that's still way down the pipeline. Nothing's concrete yet.
We'll be watching for that. And if you wonder, okay, when will the third act be available? It'll be sometime soon, and you can follow Christopher at his website, darkwind-chronicles.com. And when the book's available, you will know it. You'll also find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Where did this begin for you as a writer? When did you decide that, you know, I like the video games, I like all the action, I like these characters, I'm going to create my own? How did this all begin for you?
To be honest, I couldn't really answer that question. It's been such a long time since I first, like I said, it was like a small passion project that just ballooned into what it is now. It's to say what particular reason that made me want to write this in the first place, I couldn't really answer it. I don't think even my first read could answer that. It just happened on a whim.
You know, and it's interesting how you follow a dream like that, as Christopher was able to do. And we've talked with Christopher extensively on both of the first act and the second act here on This Week in America. Those programs are in the archives. In fact, the program's on Christopher's website as well, and you can go back and talk and capture his enthusiasm as the book series was coming out. What was it like when you finished Dark Wind Chronicles, the first act, and you had a book in your hand for the first time, and you see this cover, you see your name on the cover, you've got all of these pages, this remarkable story that's told. Do you remember that day when you saw that for the first time, actually held it in your hands?
It was quite an accomplishment for me.
Yes.
I never really thought I would, thought in my, if you asked me when I was a kid, when I was younger, if I ever thought I'd be an author, my young self, so I would think you're nuts. Life's full of many surprises.
Well, you did it once, you did it twice, and about to do it for a third time. After you write the book and you go through the elation of that, then you start seeing reviews. I just read from some of them. One, launched a genuine masterpiece in Dark Wind Chronicles. They just go on when people are commenting, reviewers and regular readers commenting on the Dark Wind series. What's that like when you get feedback on the stories and how important these stories are to them in their lives?
That feels like a sense of accomplishment. Like I said before, it's nice that I learned that people actually enjoyed my work.
And they have, and they're waiting patiently for the third act, which will be out soon. And again, we'll have that information. You'll find it at Christopher's website, darkwind-chronicles.com. And if you check his website, you'll find when that's going to be out there as well. Let's talk a little bit and go back and look as you were writing this, and you were starting with these characters that you developed, and then you created a world for them. Talk about creating this whole world that's Christopher's world, his vision that the main characters are functioning in. How much fun was that? How challenging was that to create this world that they live in?
It was quite a challenge, actually. I'm not really all too big on world building as unlike some other authors are. But it was interesting to place how everything would all work together in the end.
And it did, and you've done a wonderful job of describing them. The other thing that the critics talk about, reviewers talk about, is the dialogue. You move it along. You don't overwhelm us with dialogue. It move along, and it really tells the story, separating you from a lot of authors out there. How challenging was that as you were writing the dialogue?
It was a bit challenging though, so because it is a bit challenging. I do see where some authors struggle to maintain that balance of moving the plot along and having the characters give characters something to say as the plot advances.
What about pacing? People talk about the book is full of surprises. You keep it coming just when you think, okay, that's it. Oh, he's got another surprise for us here at this point. How many of those were in the outline when you started the story? And talk about pacing, because you do a nice job of bringing us along, slow things down a little bit, and then you nail us again with something else, another surprise there, a twist and turn that we weren't expecting. How important was that to you in telling the story to keep it moving and to have that proper pacing there?
It was quite the challenge, I would say. I just went with my gut instinct sometimes.
Well, and that as we wrap up the interview, that's where we started talking about Christopher and just sort of what he felt was going to be good, a book that would entertain him, a story that would entertain him. And guess what? It entertains other people as well. They like the originality. They like the new thinking that Christopher brings to his books and the world. It's the Dark Wind Chronicles, available now, of course. The first act, the second act, and soon the third act. I encourage you to get the first two books, the first two acts. Get ready for book three coming now. Christopher, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. And keep writing, and best of luck. And when the third one's out, maybe we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program. Keep listening to your gut, because that's really telling you good stuff. It's producing something that we're all looking forward to and enjoying the stories. Thank you for being with us on the program once again.
And thank you, Rick, for having me.
It is our pleasure. Our guest is Christopher Michael Cifelli. That's Cifelli. We're talking about the Dark Wind Chronicles series, the first act, the second act. Both those are available. You know, information you'll find on his website, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. And coming soon, the third act. His website is darkwind-chronicles.com. I'd like to thank UR Link Publishing, UR Link Print and Media for arranging our conversation today. Marketing platforms that are completely customizable to your needs. Publishing, marketing, events like national and international book fairs. We thank them for arranging our conversation with Christopher today. And again, Christopher's website, darkwind-chronicles.com. Check him out. The first act, the second act, available now. And soon the third act. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.